A proposal to ship borough trash out of town raises bigger questions about Haynes solid waste. And Haynes Assembly members speak out against online attacks. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. The Haynes Borough could save upwards of $20,000 per year if it disposes of its garbage in Washington State instead of in town. At an assembly meeting Tuesday, discussion over that idea highlighted uncertainty about the future of the town's current solid waste system. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
Right now, the borough does what most residents do, self-haul garbage to the privately run Community Waste Solutions. At a cost of 27 cents per pound, the borough paid about $39,000 for solid waste disposal in 2016. That's according to interim borough manager Brad Ryan.
We think that we could easily cut our trash bill by half.
Ryan's idea is for the borough to buy containers and set up a transfer station where garbage would be stored until the containers are ready for shipment. A few times each year, the borough would ship the trash-filled containers to a disposal company in Washington State. Ryan says the company charges only 8 cents per pound, so the borough would save about $25,000 per year. The upfront costs are about $21,000. But it wasn't just a simple question of cost savings for the assembly.
This is kind of a further fragmentation of some kind of comprehensive approach for the community.
Assemblymember Tom Morfitt was hesitant for two reasons. One, the borough is a big customer for Community Waste Solutions. He wondered if the municipality taking its business elsewhere would impact rates for other people. He was also worried about this plan disrupting the efforts of the recently formed Solid Waste Working Group.
I understand that there's a lot of political momentum pushing for us to comprehensively deal with our garbage on a community-wide basis.
Assembly members Heather Lendy and Ron Jackson were also wary of Ryan's proposal. But Assembly member Margaret Friednauer, who is the chair of the Solid Waste Group, was not.
I'm not sure that the Solid Waste Working Group is going to come up with a comprehensive approach to recommend immediately or soon even. It's taking a lot of work and a lot of discussion, and there's just a lot of information coming in that we're looking at and researching.
She said, in the meantime, this is a responsible decision for the borough. Friednauer said it also offers an emergency backup for the community if something went wrong with the sole solid waste business in town.
One of the things that the Solid Waste Working Group has discussed is, what's our contingency as a community? Our contingency, if the private company that handles our solid waste right now would decide to close tomorrow, if, God forbid, they go bankrupt, if the RCA or DEC shuts them down, you know, like there's a whole lot of things that can go wrong with one private entity handling a community issue like this.
Community Waste Solutions became the only trash disposal facility in Haynes last year when competitor Acme Transfer closed. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska has been reviewing the transfer of Acme's license to CWS. During the review, the RCA found that CWS's rates are not regulated by either the state or the municipality. Apparently, the lack of oversight happened after consolidation because the old city of Haynes used to have rate regulation authority. In a letter to the borough, a judge with the Regulatory Commission says with the license transfer, CWS would become an unregulated monopoly provider of garbage service unless the state or municipality takes over rate regulation. The RCA is asking for the borough's comments on the matter by March 2nd. The assembly may make a decision at its next meeting, February 28th. The assembly also held off on making a decision about Ryan's proposal to cut costs by shipping refuse out of town. They referred the idea to the Solid Waste Working Group for comment. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.
At a meeting Tuesday, two Haynes assembly members spoke about the personal impact of online attacks. Heather Lendy and Margaret Friednauer said they were both targeted in Facebook posts recently. they urged community members to work towards civility, not divisiveness. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
Some of the online attacks followed a Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee meeting last week that drew a huge crowd of more than 100 people. They fiercely opposed a proposal to draw up a winter recreation map. Many feared the map would restrict snow machining and other motorized activity in the valley. Assemblymember Lendy was at the meeting, and she wrote about it on her personal blog, referring to the quote, "snow machining, ATVing, not too fond of newcomers or skier types crowd."
She flipped that story around 180 degrees on us, and nobody liked it.
That's former Assembly candidate Ryan Cook, who recently started a Facebook group called Haynes Rant and Rave. He shared Lendy's blog post to the group and expressed his disagreement.
She called us a bunch of angry snow machiners that don't like skiers or newcomers into town. And how does she have the right to even do that?
Cook's post inspired a number of personal attacks on Lendy. Some said they should boycott her family's lumberyard. Here's Lendy at Tuesday's meeting.
I know at least that Margaret and myself have been treated pretty badly on the Haynes Rants and Raves site and the things that are being said. And I guess I would just encourage all of us to work toward some civility here.
Margaret Friednauer echoed Lendy's concerns. She said the fact that the Facebook group is private doesn't mean its comments don't get around.
You know, people call freedom of speech, and that's fine, but freedom of speech does not mean you do not have repercussions for what you say. And those repercussions are, I don't know what they are. I don't go to the grocery store some days because I don't want to see people.
Lendy said she worried that this kind of negativity will keep people from getting involved in local government. She also said she'd like Mayor Jan Hill to do more to set a civil tone.
Because you were at that meeting and you look at some of these pages, and I look to you as our leader to set the tone. And I'm really asking you to, because this is tough. And there aren't going to be people that are going to sit on here or on our committees if we're subject to this kind of slander and vicious attacks in the public. It's really very hard.
Hill is one of about 250 members on the Rant and Rave page. She responded to Lendy.
The fact that I look at pages should not concern you. Obviously, you're looking at them too if you see that I am, so...
Rant and Rave page creator Cook said that recently he wrote a post asking people to be more respectful and saying that he would change his tone as well.
There was a couple comments that were out of line. They were, you get to the point where you're expressing your feelings in the moment sometimes, and then you look back at it and you're like, ugh, yeah, might not have wanted to say that one.
As for the winter recreation map that drew so much resistance, Lendy suggested the Assembly request the Parks Committee drop the idea for now.
But I think right now it would just be a lot of effort for no real purpose, and we've heard that people don't want to do that.
But Friednauer said the Assembly didn't need to give the Parks Committee any direction. She said the Assembly, not the committee, has the power to take on the map initiative. Therefore, to reject the idea, all the Assembly has to do is take no action. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.
The Alaska Legislature is considering a bill to allow members of the Board of Game and Board of Fish to deliberate on topics even after declaring a potential conflict of interest. Kodiak Republican Louise Stutes, chair of the Fisheries Committee, sponsored the bill along with Ketchikan Independent Dan Ortiz. Stutes explained the intent of the legislation in a hearing before the Fisheries Committee Tuesday.
To make sure there is still a conflict that exists, but the people sitting on these boards with the knowledge are able to now put their knowledge forward.
State law prohibits members of the two boards from voting or offering advice in a regulation change that could benefit them or a family member financially. The proposed law would not allow a board member with a conflict of interest to vote, but would allow advice and testimony as the other board members decide. Mark Richards is the executive director of the Resident Hunters of Alaska and spoke in opposition to the bill.
I really think it's about fisheries and about the Board of Fisheries, and as we said in our letter, we'd certainly like to see this be amended to where it only involves the Board of Fisheries, but our organization wants to see more transparency on the Board of Game, not less.
Commercial fishing organizations like the Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance support the change. The bill was moved out of House Fisheries on Tuesday. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.